Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Lowe's sabe que a todos nos gusta ahorrar, especialmente en esta temporada. Por eso escogimos deals buenísimos para Early Black Friday. Obtén gratis una herramienta selecta de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman al comprar una batería o un kit selecto. También tenemos árboles de Navidad preiluminados selectos desde $59.98, porque nunca es muy pronto para poner el arbolito. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Hasta agotar existencia, selección varía por lugar.
Welcome, everybody, to another exciting episode of the AusNZ Community Podcast. We are beardless today, as you know, we all know that Pete is no longer with us. Only on the podcast, he is still alive, so that's good. Spoke to him through the week. He says hello to everybody. He loves all of our fans. But we have a special guest host. Someone who has been with us before. Before I get to him, a quick hello to JR. Welcome back, JR.
Hello.
Yeah.
Nice to be here.
Yes, indeed. It's what a special episode. Let's introduce Freddie. So, PT Freddie, welcome back.
Hey, everyone.
We've asked PT Freddie to come back because he's been on a couple of episodes with these guests before, so he kind of knows his way around, and he's been on the podcast himself. So without further ado, let's introduce JR. You do the first one.
Okay, let me introduce to you. Ladies first, we have a special guest, very, very special guest. Welcome back to the podcast, Efe Sala.
Hello.
How are you?
And
I'm really good, but I was unfortunately neck flipping too hard on Wednesday and my neck really hurts.
Oh my goodness.
my fiance refuses to play the game because she downloaded it to try it because she'd heard me playing it, and she heard the neck flip the first time ever, and she works in patient transport. And it just reminded her of all the patients she'd transported in wheelchairs. And she's like, no, I can't play this.
Oh, no.
I can't play this. And I said to her, just turn the sound down. Turn the sound down. It's okay. And of course, Sulla never comes onto the podcast on her own. So welcome to the podcast, FS David. How are you?
Hello, everyone. I take issue with you saying that you've lost your beard. You've lost your beard, but me and Freddie, we do bring some milder versions of beards. I am happy to be here. It's been a long time.
Well, it's been just on a year that you were here last.
You were here last February.
Oh, no, that's right.
Okay, yeah.
Yep. Sorry, don't worry. I'll just... Okay, yeah. Welcome back.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
Yeah. So, now there is so much to talk about. We got so many internal questions that me and JR and Freddie were going to ask. So, we may as well get stuck into this. And we may as well start with Sulla because, you know, JR's already said it, ladies first. So, Sulla, we've got some questions and they're mostly around... HCR2. So, we've all now seen and been and have the update for Teams 2.0, I think everybody wants to know, you know, what was the mentality behind the change? Why did you do the change? And from your perspective, because you've heard a lot of our previous guests saying what they didn't like about Teams, do you think you've done the job properly? Do you think it's going to be what everybody wants?
First of all, I think we addressed the main issue that I feel like has been the most suggested thing in like the HR2 suggestion channel on Discord, and it's like adjusting the matchmaking, which has been a huge problem. So I feel like that is something that the players are happy to have now.
Yep.
And also, because I felt like the Teams feature really in the past was like so simple. It was quite straightforward. Like, yep, every week you have team event starting on Friday, and then you go for a month, and then in the end you get a bigger reward. But now, like, we wanted to actually like make the players like, because you could have like those people in your teams that would just log in once a month, collect the team rewards that other people like got for you. Yep. But now we want to encourage older people to be active so there can be no freeloaders anymore.
Yep.
So that is what we really aim to do with the first phase of the Teams update. And with that, I mean, there's going to be also a second phase eventually. But this was just the first steps we took. Yeah, also, like, we wanted to address also the scrapware upgrades, because that has been, like, after the matchmaking, that has been the second most requested things, in my opinion.
Yep.
To finally, like, give people, like, at least, like, some ways to get more scrap in the game, because I feel like the more vehicles we get, the harder it's to get, like, the tune parts you want for your vehicles.
Yep.
So hopefully that will kind of aid in that process for all the players.
Yeah. I've had a little bit of a play with all these upgrades and these extra currencies and everything else. And from the comments I've been seeing across the in-game chat, it's all been very positive. It's all been really great. Everybody's, you know, saying this is a really, really good change to the game. And that's not the matchmaking side. That's the team perks side, because a lot of leaders gripe about people who come along and just come along for season end rewards, or you know, every second day they log in to grab the team chest at the end, but they, you know, barely do any driving at all. So I think the way that it's been, in terms of the way it's been aimed towards people who play the team event, are being rewarded for playing the team event, is a really exciting opportunity for people to get in and play. I like it. It's getting people back. On a kind of tangent to bringing people back, I don't know if you heard the D-Flow episode only recently.
I don't think I have had the time.
No, that's all right. Actually, listen to it. No. D-Flow was a player who quit the game but didn't delete his account. And he didn't get a Fingersoft ID when he was logged in through Facebook, and didn't get a Fingersoft ID when the change. And he can't get his account back. And he said, could we ask, pretty please, if he could get his account back. But like everything, it's very hard without a Fingersoft ID, isn't it?
Yeah, like, it's not impossible.
Okay.
But I think, like, our support is the main route to go to. Yeah. Because they feel like they have been tracking those things in the past, so... That is the way to go, and they're the only people who can help, because I have no clue
how that magic is done. No, we all said to him at the time, you know, send an email, follow him up, you know, keep on top of him, and just see what you can get. So, yeah.
And not even, like, email. Just go to, like, the support platform we have.
Yes, sorry. When I say email, I mean through the app. Yes. Yes. Not a physical email. No. Okay. So, the team event, the team matching is now based on actual cup points. So, the team that has the most players that are actually getting cup points are winning the team event. Yes.
Wait, I gotta double check because I don't know. Wait. You can maybe even cut this part out, but yep. I don't think it's based on cup points. Just collecting the trophies.
Sorry. Yeah, trophies, cups. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's is an accent difference, right?
Yes. Yeah. Because there's cups for cups, and then there's trophies for team events. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, you can. Yeah, it's based on the trophies you collect now.
Yep. And the teams with the most trophies are playing teams with the same amount of trophies, is that right?
Yeah, roughly so. I think there's like some variation, but they try to match it as closely as possible.
Yep,
perfect. So the competition actually stays like even.
Yep. No, that's great. And that is only for CC.
No, I think that's for all CCs.
Yeah, for all CC. Is there any thought of maybe expanding that to Division 1?
I don't currently know, but I think like if it's a highly requested thing, it's something that might be taken into account. Like because we're just getting started with the teams feature because came out, if I recall, 2017.
Yep.
So we want to like, and this is the first time we ever do anything to it after its launch. So I think there's still many things to change. And this is kind of like to see how things are going. And if there's a demand to have it in other CCs, then like we can make it. Or if there's a demand, we will consider making it happen.
Yep. Perfect. Jayad?
Yeah. And a few minutes ago, Salem dropped a little nugget as well that the teams update that we just got, that was phase one. Phase two is already being worked on, so that was planned quite ahead of time. So we didn't want to drop everything all at once. We sort of gave you guys what there is now, but phase two is coming. It'll be next year, but it'll introduce even more changes, more tweaks and updates to the team's update as well. So can't talk about the details yet, but at least know that what you have now isn't the end of it as well. There's more.
Okay. So is this like Marvel? Is there going to be a phase three and phase four?
Yeah. And so, in 10 years, we're going to have the team's endgame.
Oh, well, I mean, Marvel went over 22, almost 20 years. So, you know, don't worry. Oh, there's plenty of time left to play the game.
Yeah. But yeah, we started like, actually, like Hillclimbers in 2 turns 10 next year.
Yep.
So we're like halfway there already, like to the 20-year mark.
Yep. All right, JR, did you have a question?
I don't have a particular question, but actually, with the way I'm playing the game, I'm not really playing that much. So I'm trying to wrap my head around the update because there's too much going on with the team's update, right? But you know, we're grateful, we're so happy and grateful and thankful that there's the update and people are talking about it, they're doing the strategies and all of that, and you know, it's exciting and it's fun, right? So and you're telling us that there's more. we should look forward to that. So I'm just going with the flow. I'm really not. I don't know how to spend the purple things and the yellow things. I don't know how to do that yet. I'm asking Freddie and the other players, and you know. But I'm just happy about it. I have a question though, but this is not about the teams. Okay, I'll sidetrack for a while. This is about.
Yeah, it's more than welcome.
Yeah. People are asking a lot about what's next after the mastery. David, Asal, would like to.
Yeah, it's me who knows that, and okay. I feel like that has been so nice for us. Like we can even make our little fun videos regarding them. Like, oh no, what's gonna happen when we run out of mastery? Because they've been like really good creative outlet for us. But like,
yeah,
as you have seen in the past, there will be always new vehicles. Those new vehicles are going to get, of course, masteries in the future as well. But they're just going to be less frequent. But yeah, I guess like there won't be, because like now it's been every 3 weeks that we have something coming out. So I think like the pattern is then going to slow down. Like, but we will have like, of course, updates every 2 months, but like no more masteries. And I think like people have said, like, it, I think I've read Perez's YouTube comments, like, please don't bring masteries to Toon parts. Please don't do it. So that's not something that we have on the table now. We're not.
No, that's.
Well, imagine. Can you imagine?
We should try to have an extreme mastery.
Extreme mastery. But I mean, can you imagine you made Eva broke? You know, Eva has no more coins.
Oh, hang on. No, I'm not broke. I'm not broke. I have 99 million coins left.
You still have 99 million.
But I started with 130 million. And I've spent about 100 million already on, you know, that's including some, you know, toing and froing. But it's been a hell of a ride. My alt has suffered. I have no coins left on my alt.
That's the one. Yeah. How much are you left with on your alt?
Zero. I've got 125,000 coins. And I'm level 2 on the superbike, and I've got 4 extra parts that I haven't engaged yet. So there's 6 million more that I need already. And there's still 2 more vehicles to do in this batch. So yeah, there's a lot of money I still need to get. So occasionally I have little bouts of I must grind, but it's my alt, so it's not as important.
Oh yeah, so you have 2 from this batch, but there's like, you know, there's gonna be really fast coming like 4 more masteries. Yeah. So like
don't ruin it for me just yet. because I know that there's 4 million for every vehicle. There's another 16 million coming.
Oh my god.
So yeah, and that's not including upgrading parts if I need them for team events. So
and I guess like on your main you have like max GP, so like many always you say to us like, oh no, I have a max GP, like, okay, I guess we have got a really new vehicle for you. But what if mastery is kind of towards that max GP? So you would have years of work. Maybe
Well, I was just looking at, you know how you can now select the vehicle from a big board of all the cars on board, right? Well, there's 3 empty slots, and my OCD is really kicking in. I need those 3 spots filled, otherwise my OCD just, you know, So no, it's. I mean, look, mastery has been, for me, it's been something to do. It's a reason to pick up the phone again, a reason to pick up the game again, as well as teams. But and with the teams update, you know, whether or not I was playing every day with teams, which is usually I was, because I was doing the both accounts, you know, basically using every single ticket, trying to get as much practice as possible. But the whole reasoning behind it all was to, you know, do as much as possible. And realistically, you know, I'm glad that there's stuff for us to do, because it gives us another reason to pick up the game. So, you know, I think JR's hit the money. What's next? So we've got another, you know, we've got another 3 or 4 months to go, and then we'll be out of masteries.
Yeah, and that is a really valid question, because it feels also for us like, well, what's then? Because like they have been such a big part of the game, like since like 1.5 years ago when they actually started rolling out.
Yep.
But we do like, there's like the dreams of like get the game to have more features in it.
Yep.
And like make it more deep, because now it's kind of like you have the cups, you have the adventures, you have the events, but what there could be more, and what could that more be of? Well, Track Editor also is there, but like that is, let's engage with how to add more in the game, in the features-wise and gameplay-wise. So that is like what we're looking into in the future.
Mm.
But no promises yet what that actually will be. But that is kind of our dream to do. So I feel like that will hopefully would kind of empty the gap between like not having masteries.
Yep, yep. Freddie, did you have any questions?
I have some questions. I've been spying in some servers, and I took a few questions. But about the mastery, you can try to do an extreme mastery with 5,000 XP to unlock a 5 part. Is that possible?
5 parts. Oh my god.
Yeah, you know, it was said in the past, like, yeah, 4 parts that will completely break the game. That's never going to happen. That was said in the past.
Yep.
But then we needed the 14 parts, so who knows?
And
maybe there will be like some legendary ultimate parts, like even a new tier of parts. Who knows? I'm not saying that's happening.
No. Of course, you didn't say that. Just playing a little mind game. She didn't say that, but she just did.
It's a great idea. It's a really great idea.
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay.
But we'll see. It's like Sala said with just yesterday, Sala and I we got together and we were sort of pitching together our concepts, our video concepts for the mastery videos that Sala and I like to do together. And we were sort of mourning that this is the end of our little creative project. Of course, we have lots of other stuff and videos that we create. But Sala did remind me, and like she just said a few minutes ago, that this isn't the end. There will always be new cars, new masteries. So, you know, like even ATV, which is the newest release car, that's getting a mastery eventually. So there are plans to sort of keep the masteries coming, just a bit more far and few between. But I think this is also good for maybe newer players or less seasoned players, because you, Ava, like you said, you've got, you know, a mountain of coins. You're a dragon sitting atop your pile of riches. Yep. But a lot of players they're like, I need to catch up with mastery. So at least for them, it'll give them a little breathing room if there's a bit more space between masteries and they can catch up.
Yeah. Well, I saw a comment today. Someone was saying, "Oh, the XP multiplier. You know, what happens when XP? You know, why would you do that for your team when you know XP multiplier is going to finish soon because all the cars have been, you know, mastered?" And it's like, well, if you get new players onto your team and their GP's low, it gives them an opportunity to build their XP, build their garage back up. So it's not wasted. Yeah. It's not wasted at all.
Yeah, and eventually when that new vehicle comes and the mastery also for that new vehicle comes, then like you can get it faster. So, for example, there's going to be a team event and you're going to need that new vehicle, whatever that might be, and well, I already have like the 4 masteries gained for that, so I have an advantage in that situation.
Yep. Yeah. No, for sure. Alrighty. JR, did you have any other questions?
Can we go back to the teams?
Sure.
The teams update.
Yeah.
Does everything reset at the end of the season? Everything.
The research points don't, but there's like, I gotta even double check just in case, so I don't accidentally speak wrong, because the team speed feature has been so big, so it took me months to kind of understand everything that's going on with it. And even now I'm kind of unsure, like, wait, am I going to say it correctly? Like, I don't want to say anything that I accidentally want.
Yeah,
but it's the team spirit is actually gonna reset, so that is only per season. But the research points are gonna stay there, and the perks and the shop, of course, is gonna refresh like every week, because like depending on what vehicles you have in the event, you're gonna get like the shop offers to be for those specific vehicles. So if you're like, oh man, like racing truck is in the TE this week, and I've been really wanting to get some more parts for this, so you can get them. So
yep.
There's a refresh time.
Okay, thanks. Because one of the gripes that people have about mastery at the moment and team events is the vehicle comes out, it's about to be mastered, and then it appears in the team event in that same week of it being released for mastery. And some people say that's unfair, but I look at it as, if you're using the vehicle, you're gaining mastery. So whether it's in a team event, you know, in the cups, in adventure, anywhere else, So having it in the team event isn't a detractor, it's a positive because you're using it and gaining mastery while using it.
Yeah, and also we've been trying to do the same in the public events side, for example. I think it was a prime example would be the snowmobile.
Yep.
Like immediately, like when snowmobile mastery came out, there was like a PE where you could like slide on top of the water, and I think that was like its way of getting like more XP.
Yep.
It's like, yep, you can now go grinding.
Yep. Yeah. Because I can tell you right now, you know, grinding adventure is a little bit boring, and doing, you know, doing that bloody underwater track, you know, and doing a wheelie down the underwater track is boring as all hell. I prefer to play cups with a vehicle, which is what I used to do before mastery. If I was you know, there was a new vehicle out, I would play it for a month on cups, so then I could actually get better with the vehicle. See, I didn't use the word master the vehicle. I could get better with the vehicle. And, you know, when mastery came out, I just basically did the same again with, you know, gaining XP, just using cups. I think having them in team events straight away also shows that, you know, if it is mastered, you can get, you know, a little bit faster. You can do a little bit better. You can do more, etc. So I don't have a problem with them appearing in team events. That's what I'm trying to get at. Sorry.
I understand like both perspectives, because I feel like we're most certainly encouraging you to also like play with that vehicle. Like, hey, maybe you should look into getting masteries for this vehicle because it's already in TE.
Yep.
Also, there's a perk of like getting the XP. So it's a double-sided sword.
Yeah, it's a double-sided coin.
Sword.
Yeah. A double-edged sword.
Yeah, yeah. That was an awful mix and match of both of those sayings.
Or you could say a double-edged coin. No.
Man, why are these coins so sharp?
Oh, jeez. Okay, so we've touched on team events. We've touched on the event shop, the team event shop. We've seen a couple of... There's now two... new skins that allow you to get extra things while you're playing the game. One's on the ATV and the other one is on the hot rod. I can't remember the name of the skins. Is there more of that coming?
Yes, but we do want to indeed be really careful about releasing those skins, because what if, like, for example, let's take hot rod, like we make that mythic skin that has the extra perk for that vehicle.
Yep.
But we make that one ultimate and really cool skin. But what if, like, well, we now made the best skin we can. Nobody ever wants to buy another hot rod skin after that. And also, like, it's about that question also. Like, what if you have, like, skins with the same perk, for example, like, get double coins from, the blue chest in the game? Like, do they stack up? Do they not stack up? That has been a question we've been trying to spin around. Because what if we have, like, 10 of those skins? It's going to be then a massive multiplier.
Yes, okay.
Not intentional, so we really are trying to be careful with those, but we also want to like go above our limits, like, because they're, if you have seen them, they have like really special animations and effects going on.
Yes.
Around them.
Yes.
And I feel like it would be a shame to just call them legendary, so let's like make them extra special.
Yep, yep. See, I still think that the ice skin on the hot rod is one of the best. Those light blue wheels that turn purple are my favorite.
Yeah, that is a fantastic one.
Yep.
And it keeps amazing me like what our artists can do, and like where do you even get these ideas? But there's just like out downstairs cooking ideas constantly. I would just love to be in their head for one day and see what's happening there.
Yep. Yeah. For sure. For sure. Freddie, do you have any other questions?
I have. Look, I've been reading here some questions. Many people love the crossover with the Bomberman. Can we expect another crossover just like that?
We're constantly We're thinking like what would be good, like could mix ups to do with our game. Like I think like Subway Surfers has been like the most requested one. But yeah, it's about like Bomberman for us was a lot of work to make happen, and because there's like agreements between companies, that is a whole another hellscape to go around with. But we are, because I feel like that has been really a requested thing, and we are trying to see different, like, what actually could really work with our game and wouldn't be like we're doing all the job. We're just trying to make it like really balanced, that it will be like just make it fair, and also like what would be fun for the players, because I don't think like Superman was really known to many of our players, and that was a shame. I read through so many comments about like, yeah, like, yeah, it looks cool, but what is this thing even?
Yep, yep. Okay. With the update, we must talk about the issue that happened at the end of the team event, where some people had the update, some people didn't, and they were shortchanged if they did have the update. There's been an announcement by you guys that it's going to be rectified, which is really great. Thanks for that. Did you have any other comments about that at all?
Yeah, it's just a shame, because we were like, we were certain, like, no, it's going to go this way. Like, all the October season rewards are going to stay the same as previously. And we even, like, wanted to announce it to the players, like, no, the new model is not going to step in. But unfortunately, it did for some players. Yeah, we were working on rectifying that for everyone. But that, man, that felt bad coming back to on Monday morning and seeing that, like, oh, no. It's like the worst case scenario, but I guess like the players affected was, they were a minority, luckily. Yeah. Yeah, I hope the compensation, I think by the time the podcast is out, it's also the compensation has been gotten to the players, but man.
Okay. Okay.
It wasn't like a good start for the, because we were really hyped about the teams, but then it was immediately by like coated with negativity about that. But like, I understand, of course, like why the players would be like that. Because like you got significantly less rewards than intended.
Yep.
So hopefully we can fix that for all.
Well, look forward to seeing what happens. But that's, and I'm sure that you guys will be fair with everybody that missed out. So that's great. Hmm. David's been extremely quiet in the background there.
I have, yeah.
So
Before we ask David, Eva, we have some, you know, our friends here in the podcast server. They have a question. I'm not sure if we can ask this with to our guests.
Yeah, go on. Ask it.
Yeah, they're asking if what do you guys think about Trap from the Team Vortex spending $10,000 to max that their team event update thing.
Yeah, I saw the VeroShock video today.
Okay.
And like, yeah, like you are allowed to do that. Of course, like I feel for the other like smaller teams, like yeah, we don't have money like that to be putting in the team's feature. But like it's, I guess like, just try to, I guess the best thing is try to be in the same teams as those people who are spending a lot of money if you cannot have it. But man, that was like, I watched the Vera video and collect all the rewards he was collecting, like, oh, I didn't expect it to go like this.
Yeah.
I can mention like, if there's like anything, other things to talk about HJ2, because now we talk about things that have already happened. But we can, of course, make some future promises. Like, next year is going to be our anniversary year, so maybe we can spoil something. And I can actually say that for your group, that next week is on the 13th, is going to start a first event of its kind in Hill Conversion 2, if you want to.
Wow.
And those kind of teasers I can give them to you.
Sellers come out with
new?
Sellers come out with scoops. Yay!
It's the best part of the podcast. The scoops.
The scoops.
Come on.
The scoops.
Yes. Yeah.
We love
no
scoops.
Ice cream scoops only. So we're testing actually this thing out, and we call it a community event.
Yep.
You kind of guess from the name what's happening.
Yep.
Because we are working, like, we're checking our data and setting all the players of our game, all the players of Hillcamers into a goal that collect this many points, and you shall receive a special prize if you can reach this goal that we are setting for you.
Wow.
And we're kind of eager to see, like, because of course we're looking at the data and seeing, like, what is the average number of players doing this certain task,
mm-hmm.
and if we can actually, like, can you do a little bit more in, like, a just community spirit? Can you reach this goal that we are setting? Because, like, no individual can make a major difference, but everyone together
yes.
can make it happen.
Yeah, yeah, very cool, very cool. Oh, we look forward to this then.
Yes.
Yeah. We had a chat. The podcast with D-Flow. We actually had an offline chat afterwards, and I'm kicking myself that I didn't record it because it was such a beautiful conversation. It flowed so well, and we talked about what else Hill Climb Racing 2 could do to keep the community entertained. And we thought that having a highlight reel from a team event of two very good close teams battling out for the win as a not a live event, but as a after the fact event, having, you know, the best runs replayed or something, and then having that as something you could watch on YouTube or similar,
uh-huh.
would that be something that you guys would be interested in trying to organize?
Yeah, like, absolutely. We're always trying to find ways of, like, to incorporate more of the community in what we're doing with our communications and YouTube and social media. So I like the idea. Now I'm thinking production-wise, so how do we do that? I guess we would have to rely on the teams to record their footage and then possibly send it. So there's some production trickery there,
yeah,
but
yeah.
I do like the idea, yeah. Because that is really fun, like, that, you know, Teams is, well, exactly why we put out this big update, because it's one of the most important features of the game. So to
yep.
be able to highlight that and, you know, highlight the teams that are, you know, have killed it this week or this month or whatever we want to focus on, that is a really good idea.
Yeah, because we had, you know, amongst all the people we've had on, they've all always said, you know, what was your most memorable moment in the game? And it was, you know, that time we played Team XYZ, and the lead changed seven times through the you know, 48 hours, and it was a nail biter. And in the last 5 minutes, we had, you know, 12 people do tickets, and, you know, the lead changed seven times in the last 6 minutes, and then we won by 7 points. You know, they're the matches that people remember, and that would be awesome
yeah.
to watch as a spectator. You know. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
like the way you're describing it, it sounds like, you know, like sports documentaries when they're,
yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah,
we're
yeah.
going for the playoffs and we're going
yep.
to game.
Yeah,
it sounds
yep.
exactly like that, which is, it's great drama. And,
yeah, 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 yeah.
And people, you know, fans of the game, they do look up to these higher tiered teams.
Yep.
And they're, oh, damn, you know, I wish I could play like them. So, yeah, that is a really great idea.
And then playing, I mean, I used to play on Legion, which was ZZ, and there was some, you know, epic players in that game. And, you know, I'd be 78th or 80th on the table. But looking up, you could see all these amazing players. And then in the, you know, when you were playing the game, the other ghosts that you could see were pulling away from you like they were standing still. So, but that gave me incentive to play the game harder, because I'm like, well, I want to watch them for as long as I can. I was never trying to beat them, but I was just wanted to watch them for as long as I can, because they were doing, you know, jumps and landing in places that I'd never thought of and all that sort of stuff. And that is also part of the spectacle of the replay. I don't know whether you guys could actually recreate those ghosts in a replay external from the team event. I don't know. It was one of those ideas that we were playing with.
Yeah.
And I must say that was there was a three-way chat. It was D-Flow, myself, JR was in the background, and we had Hyped in there as well. And the three of them, the three or four of us were just adding and adding and adding to this epic thing and thinking, wow, this would be fantastic. And then when I when we stopped, I just went, I wish I had recorded that. So, yeah, big shout out to both Hyped and D-Flow.
I'm still my brain is still thinking about the production side of stuff, because you're right, we could probably pull the ghost data and then put it together and but yeah, I'll have to think about this I love the idea.
All right. I don't
Yeah, especially we've been looking into like if there's like teams are like competing really hard with each other, but is there like any other competition type of things we could do? And man, the logistics are just really hard with this game, especially because it's, yeah, it's turning 10. So it wasn't built to do those things, but
no.
You could find but some routes to, or ways of doing things. But man, it's very work intensive.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm not saying we do that every Friday, maybe even once a month, or I don't know. I'm just throwing ideas out. It was just one of those things that, the conversation started, it got to a point where I just went, I have to tell this to David and Sulla.
Yeah.
That's why we invited you right away.
I have to address something that's a big problem in the community, and it will be immediately dated after this hour, which is the halftime chests aren't active yet. So I can confirm. They are coming. There was a bit of a delay because of daylight savings. So once you hear this in the episode, I mean, it's already days later. The event is gone. At least I can address it. I'll address it right away. That yes, we're fixing the daylight savings bug with the halftime chest.
Oh geez, daylight saving bugs. At least it's not a Y2K bug.
No. Although we could consider that. Just erase everyone's data. See how that goes.
Oh jeez. Yeah, no, that would be
no.
That would be terrible. No, terrible. Terrible.
Selfishly, I'd be out of a job.
Yeah, true.
I'd be out of a job if that would happen, because we'd have no more players.
Yeah, very true. Very true. So David's been very quiet in the background, and I think we need to ask him the obvious question. HCR3, what's coming? What's the boil? What's out there? We had that.
Well. I know everyone wants to hear about HCR3, and I do have a lot to say. But before we do that, I just want to jump back to HCR2 for a moment, because I know Sala has to leave soon.
Yep.
And we didn't discuss this ahead of time, so maybe we should have coordinated. But I think we can tease. Something for a December update, maybe a new vehicle. Sala, do you want to say anything about something coming?
Ooh. Well, like, just, we're cooking.
I guess I just kind of said it, didn't I?
And they would eventually come out. Yeah. It's like, what did I say? Like, you already said a vehicle. Like, I don't want to go in any further details. Like, of course, it's going to have a special little trick in it, like ATV had its own thing, so gonna have a quirk of its own. And also upcoming, we're working on is technical stuff, but we really want to expand on what kind of events we can have in our game. So next year it's gonna you can maybe see a wider variety of things we can actually do on the event side, both team and public event side.
Oh nice.
Those yep. are
wow
nice. Okay. Oh. We're always
yeah, and with the vehicle, I guess the little tidbit we can give is that the one of the unique features are the wheels. I'll just say that the wheels
are the wheels
very
not
big
round. Are the wheels not round? Are they in the different shape?
JR, I can only tell you that the wheels are unique. That's all.
Unique.
Gosh, it's very
okay.
big.
They are square wheels.
Square wheels, right?
Yeah. Okay. Very interesting.
Well, now you know that it has wheels, so now you can sort of put. You know, the scope is smaller. It's not a hover bike anymore. It's not. Oh God, I guess that's the only thing it eliminates. But yeah, the wheels are unique.
Yep. Okay. Well,
I think with that mystery, I'm gonna take my leave to be scheming next year's Dupont Racing 2 things, and that is actually what I'm gonna be working on. But
well, thank you.
You are being unfair.
Thank you very much for your time.
When it's the right But yes, thank you so much, Sala.
Yeah.
Everything. Yes. Yeah. No. Yeah.
Yeah, we really appreciate everything you do for us, and we really appreciate you spending some time with us. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
It's no problem, man. I hope that you keep on enjoying the team's event. Not the team's event. Well, of course you need to enjoy those as well, but the team's feature overall. I hope it can bring everyone joy.
Alrighty. Mm-hmm. Alrighty.
Thank you and goodbye.
Thank you.
Cool. Thanks,
Ella. All right. So, I had one other suggestion, and this is a bit. It's still a bit. I'll just get out and say it. The tank has not been used, and we know why it hasn't been used, and there's been all that talk about it. But could we make the tank into the HCR1, could we convert the tank in HCR2 to make it a super off-road so we can then get it back into the game?
Yeah, I mean, you could do that. Or, alternatively, we just bring back tank.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting.
I like that. You'll hear... I mean, I've said this in Discord, so it's not necessarily a secret. But yes, Tank is coming back. Tank will get mastery as well.
Yep.
So we're sort of rethinking Tank a little bit, and it will be getting masteries. I don't want to give too much of it. Well, next year, like early next year. Yep. I'm not going to give any dates, but yeah, it's coming. We've already been testing it, so Tank is coming back. We've made peace with Tank and. Yeah, it's getting a comeback.
Yep, good. Because Tank.
So no need to change up any other cars. Tank's coming back.
Good. So yeah, no, because Super Off Road was one of my favorite vehicles in Hill Climb Racing 1.
Yeah, it's a crazy fast vehicle.
Yeah, it was really awesome amazing to use. Yeah.
I love it too.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty, so you're not gonna.
Yeah, and Super Off Road has some really unique wheels too, doesn't it? Sorry, what was your question?
Now that Sulla's gone, you can give us even more scoops.
Of course, well, Sulla is Sulla scoops. I can only do so much.
very cool. So that's awesome news about the tank. There's a few people that have been missing using it, so yeah,
look forward. I know. Yeah, we've been really focused with HR2 specifically. We've been really focused on, like, I guess we say this every time, but it's true. Like, really leaning into what the players are saying and what they like, and you know, you may have seen. I think this was shared on Discord, but not everyone has read it. But recently, our chief of growth officer. Made an interview with Pocket Gamer, and they sort of went over Hill Climb Racing 3 and where that's going, but also Fingersoft as a company in the whole, and how our players are treating the game. And you know, last year, unfortunately, we had the layoffs, but since then, the company has really bounced back, and we're really healthy, and players are really enjoying like all the new stuff we've been introducing. We've been having some really fun, unique skins for both characters and vehicles, and so we've noticed we're really listening to what the players are enjoying and what they're doing, and that's part of why the teams update happened, because it was like, okay, let's really like cut out the fat, let's just do what the fans want. You know, in question, it, as much as we can, we can't give everyone everything, because then we're getting pulled in every direction. But yeah, the focus is really on giving the players what they've been asking for a long time.
Yep. I actually did read that Pocket Gamer post.
Yeah, I was really, really happy that that was put out there because, you know, from someone who's on the leadership team to be able to speak so openly about our games and then the health of the company as well. And because there were lots of worries from the fans that last year when we had those layoffs, I was like, oh no, is this the downfall or are they going to ruin the game with, I don't know, some really shady practices? But it hasn't been the case. We've noticed that what we've done since those layoffs, people have been really happy with, and the game's been growing. I mean, it's always growing, but it continues to grow as well. We haven't seen like a big dip makes us worry about like, oh shit, what do we need to do now to sort of keep the company afloat? It's not the case.
I think the best quote from that article was, and this is from Daniel Rentala, we kind of expected that it's going to be this shooting star that suddenly appears and then it dies down. And he was talking about Hill Climb Racing 1. It wasn't. It hasn't been. So we're all happy about that, trust me. So, you know, Hill Climb Racing 2 come out and now Hill Climb Racing 3 is getting closer and closer, and it's just a different game but with similar operations.
Yeah, and that's a good segue. We did talk briefly about HDR3 earlier, but I'm good for any questions, any topics. You lead the way, and I'm happy to answer anything about HDR3.
Okay, so you're having a soft release of HDR3 across some of the European countries. How many people do you think are going to be in that group of people that are going to be playing it at once?
Ooh, that's a great question. We have numbers now. I don't know. I probably shouldn't say, but I can say that we have, you know, it's in the 5 digits. Is that how you say it?
Oh, wow.
Okay. So we have quite a few, and we're keeping it small for now. Well, I mean, I think maybe Freddie has been the only one who's been able to play because it's currently only available in certain European countries. And then Freddie being also in Europe, but part of Pit Crew, they do get the advantage of playing. So Freddie's been playing. So if Freddie can speak to this, that the game does have a lot of bugs. And so we're still trying to wrinkle those out. So a lot of the players who are playing, they've just found the game organically or through us, through even through our marketing or social efforts, there's nothing. Because it was that very safe approach of, we know there's going to be bugs, we know there's going to be issues. This is our first live multiplayer game as well, so first time doing something with servers like this. So let's keep it small, let's put it out there, and then once everything is working fine, then let's go out and find even more players. So we're really happy that organically we have a lot of players already playing the game.
Yeah. The game actually has some funny bugs. It's really enjoyable to play. And I have a question. Will there be an adventure mode or a story mode or offline mode to add into HDR3?
That's one of the big things that's being requested is more modes. So to give everyone context, especially the listeners, if you haven't played or haven't checked out some videos, currently the only mode we have is Quick Race, which is the PvP racing. So you have four people going head-to-head racing at the same time. But yeah, Freddie, like you said, a lot of people have been asking for game modes, adventure or time trials, so stuff that is a bit more similar to the HDR2 experience, and that is sort of one of the top priorities, other than, you know, making the game less buggy and less server issues. It is game mode. So adventure is one of the top requested ones, so I would imagine that's coming. Certainly it will be next year, not this year, but it'll be next year, and hopefully sooner rather than later. Some sort of a single player or adventure mode, I would say, is one of the top requested ones. So yeah, we do want to add that.
Okay.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. I better not say that. That was I'll walk away from that. I was just no.
Oh, now I want to hear.
We were talking about it was in the Pit Crew channel, and it was whether or not the developers have been playing too much Tomb Raider.
Oh, it took me a second. Like, what?
I'm being polite.
we're trying to appeal to gamers of every walk of life.
Yeah, that's fine. No, I'll leave it alone. So when we had that trial, I was part of that trial, and I really appreciated being part of that trial. It was so much fun. The game, you know, the game was extremely buggy and everything else, but I did like the fact that it was the sort of thing you could pick up, have a couple of quick games, and then get straight into just putting it back down again. So I'm assuming that is going to be the way it's going to be from now on. Is that still remained the same way? It's kind of like a shoot 'em up player versus player.
Yeah, for that aspect, currently that's the goal. Especially with the PvP multiplayer being the main focus, we do want to keep those gadgets that you can interact with other players. So there's four different, I guess, categories of gadgets. So you have ones that are weapons, so like rockets that you can hit the player in front of you, or if you do a backflip. I think Freddy was the first one to do it, at least that we saw. Do a backflip midair, shoot a rocket backwards. So you can do that as well. We have attack gadgets. We have some that are, I guess they're a bit more defensive. You can drop, let's say, a bar of soap behind you. Yep. So think like Mario Kart's banana.
Yeah,
so you throw something behind you, and then the player will have to run into it.
Yep.
We have some boost navigation ones, and then we have some that, you know, allow you to fly or glide, and jump shocks are in there as well. So we got some different gadgets that changes up the gameplay completely.
Yeah, well, it was funny you say Mario Kart, because I was showing my fiance the game after we'd done the video on the live video, and that was her first comment. She goes, "Oh, it looks and feels like Mario Kart." And I just said, well, you know, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to build a different game that is not HCR2. It's not HCR1. It's HCR3. And they're not, the games themselves aren't sequels. They're games in their own right.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Well, you see with, you know, HCR, well, the original Hill Climb Racing, that still exists, still gets updates. We still, you know, we still have a dedicated team making content for that.
Yep.
Same thing with HR2. So, we've seen now that there is a demand of, well, we want HR2, I don't know, 0.5, or we want HR2, but sort of done again. But our goal wasn't to do that because, I mean, from a business point of view, why would you do that? You're gonna basically cannibalize or kill HR2 because you made a new, exact same version but prettier, like it.
So
that was sort of the thinking, is that we have players have been dedicated for almost 10 years now with HR2, so why put that risk, why cannibalize that? Let's make a completely different game that ideally we what I would love is for people to play Hill Climb Racing when they have a really bad internet connection. You can play that offline, and then you can play HR2 when you play HR3 and you play Lego, so you play all of our games. That's the goal. But I mean, most people will only play, I don't know, one or two. So it is supposed to be a complementary game. It's not supposed to replace or improve on what HR2 is. It's a completely different thing.
Yep. Yeah. For sure. So, what are you targeting? A different age demographic for HCR3?
Yeah, we're trying to figure out where the demographic goes, and that's why we're doing the open beta. So the visuals are a bit more, you know, softer edges. It's a bit more, well, cartoony on one hand, but then you look at HR2 and that's literally cartoon graphics. It is, we're trying to figure out what is the demographic, where our players come from. Currently, you know, like I mentioned, all the organic players that we have come from mostly Discord. So all those players, they love HR2. So the data is already skewed towards those. So we're going to wait to gather more feedback, put it out really to the wild, and see the average person, what's their age group, what do they like, what do they not like. So you'll see with different skins, character or vehicle skins, some are maybe skewed a bit younger, like they're cartoony or fun. But then you have, like you said, influences by Tomb Raider or stuff like that. So we're trying to figure out who are our players and what do they want from the game. So the open beta allows us to test and find exactly what players are playing our games or this new game.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. Freddie, you've played the game a bit more than most and you've done the first backflip, you know, rocket. What else do you have to say about the game?
I did the backflip and then tried to shoot somebody at the back. Yes. I actually enjoy a lot of the game. It's really fun to play. I think that I don't have too much missions to do at the
yeah.
Now. I believe we will have a lot more missions to do. Though I only have the daily mission. I think it's not enough. And I actually need
if you check now, Freddy, you should have weekend missions too. But well, not defending the missions, I agree. There's definitely not enough missions. But now you should get weekend missions.
Okay, I didn't open the game today. Sorry. I believe the only thing is missing is some it's the other modes, the storyline.
Yeah.
Maybe a storyline could be really nice to have in HR3. Not just like in Lego, it's the small comics that appear in the story to do or to have, or we can read a little storyline. I believe something like this in HP3 will be nice to see, to a storyline, to present to present the characters that we already know, with some little tweak for the HP3, or maybe doing some other kind of media to expand the Hill Climb Racing universe, doing some animations on YouTube to present the. Present new character or new vehicle, something fun to watch.
Yeah, that's something that I'm so happy you said, because it's exactly what we're aiming for in the long term. With HR2 and even HR1, the characters, well, of course you've got Bill, but a lot of the characters, they feel more like skins, which is cool for what it is. But with HR3, each character has their own little bio, so you get a bit of background on them, and they're not just reskins of Bill or stuff like that. And not only the bio, but they each have their own abilities, like Rick Ace, who's, you know, the blonde racing character. So he's Bill's biggest rival, and he'll go at any lengths to win, even if he needs to cheat. So his ability that he has, all the characters have different abilities. His is he starts with a rocket boost. So, you know, he is a cheater. He'll cheat if he has to. So he starts with the rocket boost. And then Zoe, she's the mechanic, so she has her toolbox, so she has a better chance of getting more gadgets. So that's sort of what we're trying to do. We've injected a little bit in the game now, but once the game goes global, that's what we want to do is really flesh out these characters. And it would be awesome to have like some shorts, like, you know, Overwatch did an amazing job with their characters, or something like that.
Yep. Yeah.
We can expect some animations to watch.
Maybe not. I don't know if we have the bandwidth for that. I would love to. maybe it'll be some more, I guess, simple approach. Maybe even an image, but animation. I don't think we have the bandwidth to do that. And but let's see. The global is still quite a ways away. But we do want to have some more like pieces on the characters.
So how far away is it from where it is now to when it's going to start being released globally?
Yeah, that's sort of the big question, which is for both me and the company, just impossible to tell.
Yeah.
You know, we put the game out last Wednesday, and we for all of our testing, we thought, okay, this launch is going to go great. Yeah, there's a couple bugs, but it's really not that bad. And then when you put it out in the players' hands, it's like, oh no, there's way more issues than we would have expected. So even from where we were last week to where we are now, it's even further back than what we would have expected. So really impossible to say. We have to iron out a lot of issues. And like Freddie said, the game is missing a lot of content. you have your vehicles and your characters there, but once you've done your missions, it's kind of like, all right, well, I'll put the game down and I'll come back tomorrow or later today.
Yep.
So I can have more missions. So there's a need for more content there. It's not quite ready for prime time.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. Okay. Well, JR, do you want to ask any questions about HCR3?
That's what I was about to ask.
I'm sorry.
About, yeah. No. You know, I haven't really experienced anything about HCR3 because I'm not qualified to download or but you know, I'm sure many people are looking forward on this side of the world to experience HCR3 and what it can give us, you know. But yeah, we're just patiently waiting. And
for you, JR, you didn't get the chance to play the closed beta, right? You didn't play the
no.
Okay.
Because of my my phone is not really an updated, or the phone that's specific for the what you need for the game.
Actually, on that point, we are working on optimizing it because now it's on Android 13 or higher. So now we're working on optimizing it so that lower devices. I don't know how low, or I don't know how to word that correctly, but at least, you know, Android 12 would be great, and then can we do Android 11, etc. But we are trying to work on that so that more people, more devices can also play.
Well, if we use Android 12, and you get it on Android 12, I can play it in my Peugeot on the deck that's in the car.
On the display?
Yeah. So, not that I would do something like that. No. This is something we can't talk about. But how is that video going? I'll just leave it at that.
The video.
The video.
I know.
Oh, the problem on my end is there are multiple videos, and I'm wondering which one did I tell you was about.
The one you asked us to submit videos about.
Oh my God. Okay. I'm glad you clarified because I was going somewhere completely different.
Not the one in the toilets.
For that.
Not the one in the toilets.
No. Yeah. So what Ava and JR are talking about is we're working on a project behind the scenes. And that's going to be, I don't even know. I'm not involved with that project almost at all, but we're working on a 10 year HR2 sort of documentary series. So I asked some of the pit crew and some other community members of share some of your highlights throughout the year, some of your favorite gaming moments. If you have videos or photos, share that with us. And then we'll hopefully be able to integrate that within the documentary that's being worked on. But that's different colleagues of mine who are doing that. So I'm pretty hands off, but I know that they were filming with some staff from Fingersoft this week. So they sat down and did interviews with, let's say, guys who were developing HR2 from the beginning and stuff.
Oh,
like
wow.
That. So I think they're at the beginning of that. So yeah, it's going to be, I'm not sure what even the timeline is, but definitely next year.
Cool. Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
Look forward to it.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Me too.
Alrighty. Yeah. Well,
you should try to do some more live streaming to play with the community. That was really fun with the FCR team.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree. Actually, yeah, that's a good point. That last night, as I'm curling into bed, it's like midnight. I'm about to put my phone down, and I get a notification on Twitch that Cthulhu is live. And I'm like, oh, okay, let me pop in. So I think you guys have had Cthulhu on the show, right?
Yeah, he's fantastic. I play on a team with him as well. So
the fans and the community should know who Cthulhu is. So I see that. Okay, Cthulhu is live. So I figure, let me pop in, let me say hi, see what he's playing for HR2. But he's playing HR3. I'm like, oh well, if he's playing HR3, I can try and sync up, because if you press play at the same time, there's a chance that you get matched in the same race at the same time. So Eventually, there was me, Cthulhu, Cobra, who I think has been on the show as well, Dimch as well. So there were four of us who we managed to, I mean, it took a while. It took quite a few attempts. But finally, we all got into the same race, the same match at the same time. So even though the game doesn't have like the social features, Hillclimbers 3 yet, we still managed to like click at the same time. And, you know, because Cthulhu is streaming, there's always a delay. So I think Cobra came up with the strategy of, okay, once the minute changes to the next minute, then everyone presses go. So we don't have to like wait for Cthulhu to give us a sign.
That's very cool.
This is public event.
So that was so much
public
fun.
Event 101.
Yeah.
Yes.
At 15.
That was really funny.
Yeah. No, well, Cthulhu's a fantastic guy.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. No, so did you have any other things you wanted to tell us about HCR3, David? Are you hiding something?
No, I'm not. I don't think I'm hiding anything. It's hard to say because it is, you know, it's open beta.
Yeah,
we are going to open up to.
Yeah,
we're opening up to more regions. Hopefully, we can add one more before the end of the year. But let's see. Let's see how things go. And at least for now, because it is, we're also testing the server tech. For the time being, we're testing it in Europe. But then, I think we might treat it similar to how we did LEGO with the open beta. So. With mobile gaming, you want to test in different markets. This is kind of getting into the business side of things, but you want to test, okay, how do Europeans treat the game, or what are their spending habits? What do they like? What do they not? And then you also want to test in Asia and in North America and South America. So we usually, you pick some countries that are a good representation of that area, and then you sort of test in those markets. So right now we're doing some stuff in Europe and testing the servers, but then... I haven't been part of these discussions, but I would imagine mid to early next year we're going to want to test in some Asian markets as well. So JR, hopefully we can get you involved with that once the game is a bit closer to you physically in the world.
Yes, please.
But we'll see how that goes. But I mean, so far the response has been awesome. Like when we put out the closed beta. Eva, you mentioned, you know, there was lots of bugs, there was some issues, and it was a bit of a surprise, I think, to be completely transparent. We sort of fumbled. I mean, we talked about the game 3 years ago. Like, hey, HR3 is in development, it's a 3D game, and we're doing multiplayer. And then you keep people waiting 3 years. It's easy for me to complain about because I wasn't there at the time. So now I get to be like, what were you guys thinking? Keeping people on the line for 3 years, and I do think it was a mistake to say it's a 3D game. Like, yes, it uses 3D models and 3D environments, just like LEGO does. But you let players' expectations and their ideas of what this game could be for 3 years. So then, you know, people are thinking it's a behind the camera or behind the vehicle camera view, sort of, you know, like any console racing game. So the response at first was like, hang on, this is not 3D. So, and I'm happy that since then, people have been able to sort of understand what the game is, and we fumbled the early communications, so now we can sort of go from there and grow, and the game has had a huge improvement, especially with the vehicle speed and the game feel physics with the vehicles. Like, now it feels really fast and frenetic and very fun, but yeah, we still have a lot of work to do before it's a full product. Before we can get it in everyone's hands.
Yeah, fair enough. Mm-hmm. Fair enough. Well, I'm looking forward to being able to play it. That's all I'm going to say. Because it would be something different to play. Just to, you know, I get a lot of, not downtime as such, but I might be 10 minutes early to an appointment in the car. And I'll check my emails, and I go, yep, I've done all that, no problems. And then I'll grab the phone, and a team event is kind of a bit hard on the side of the road. But a couple of, you know, player versus player team, you know, runs, cup runs in Hill Climb Racing 3 would be awesome to do. Because you just jump in, there's someone in the lobby, go in, away you go, do the run, turn the phone off, and walk away, you know.
And so far, a lot of the runs or races are, I mean, depends on the speed of your vehicles, but they usually around the 1 minute mark, maybe 1:30 or so. So right now they're really bite-sized, and we might change that over time, especially let's say if we had adventure mode or whatnot. But it is really great for that sort of, okay, I got 5 minutes to kill, or I'm on the toilet, sort of. Okay, let me just do a quick race and then you can go back to your life.
Yeah. No, definitely. Well, I can remember way back with Hill Climb Racing 2 come out, and I was still working in an office in Brisbane. And occasionally I would be sitting on the toilet playing cups or grinding adventure, and the lights in the toilet would go out. And there was a 10-minute timer on the toilet lights for non-movement. And I'm like, oh, that's a sign. I must get up and go back to work.
Sign, I've got to get out of here.
Yeah, I've got to go back to work. But I didn't say that out loud.
Well, Freddie, you probably know with HR3, like, yeah, you can jump in and play a race or whatever, but you've got your missions, or if you've got your chest tracker, you can earn chests as you race and win. So yeah, sometimes I'm like, I'll just do one quick race, but then well, if I just do one more, then I can achieve this thing. So
you
kind of fall into that same trap of you think it's going to be 1 minute, but then you're playing for 10 minutes because you always have something else to do.
Yep.
No, you still play almost 1 hour.
Yeah, exactly. Even after I'm done my missions, I am still like, oh, I can do a few more with maybe this car or something like that.
You unlock the next character or the next vehicle. Yeah, it happens to me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Alrighty. So,
sorry, not too much envy. I know, Ava and JR, you don't get to play it. But hopefully soon enough, and since you guys are both pit crew, we'll work on ways for you guys to get.
I appreciate that. But this is what I miss the most about playing HCR2, because I'm already at, you know, at the highest GP, 11,000. I don't really remember my GP, but I've been playing for years, right? So the exciting part was when I was just starting to play the game. So this is what I'm looking forward to, playing HCR3, to start over, like, to collect coins again so I could buy the next vehicle, to collect coins so I could buy the next character skin. Do you get what I mean? To race because I want to achieve this much cup points or adventure points. You know, so that's what makes the game, that's what you look forward to in playing the game.
Yep.
It's all the things that you achieve and you collect.
Yep. Yeah,
absolutely. I think with you know, mobile games, especially ones that are a bit older, like let's say Hill Climb Racing or Hill Climb Racing 2, for a new player, it can be a bit intimidating. You come in and, my God, how many vehicles are there now and how many game modes? So depending on your perspective, there could be a sense of bloat. It's like, oh, there's so much stuff here. But then you get a new game like HCR3, and I agree with you, JR. It's kind of like I can now I know where to spend my coins, and there's not, you know, it's a bit more focused experience. Then I guess the opposite side is that there isn't as much stuff to do, but we have to find that sweet spot to offer lots of new stuff and then sort of feed into that excitement of, this is a brand new game. We really want players to come and play it.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, very cool. Very cool. All right. So we don't want to take up too much of your time, David. We know you're a busy man. So... is there anything else that you want to just share with us before we finish off?
Let's see. Well, I guess this we can do a quick update on Hill Climb Racing 1 recently had an update. Lego just had an update as well last week, a whole new content pack. So I guess this is just some fingers off boasting, but we're kind of firing on all cylinders, all of our games all at once, which is a little exhausting for me. are getting updated and lots of new stuff. So the excitement in the company is kind of a, I don't know, I wouldn't say an all-time high, but like with Hill Climb Racing 3 recently out there, the whole office, the whole company is buzzing and excited. And it's cool to see that the other games as well are getting just as much love. I hope the players feel that too. And, you know, as always, we're not only open to feedback, but we need your feedback. Even if it's brutal feedback, we need that to sort of shape the games and, you know, give everyone the best experience that we can give them.
Well, I mean, that's one of the things that I've always advocated on this show, which was basically, you know, Hill Climb Racing 3 was coming, and people were saying, oh, what's going to happen to Hill Climb Racing 2? And it was always, well, Hill Climb Racing 1's still going, and they're still updating it, and they're still upgrading it, and they're still doing work to it. So the answer is nothing's going to change.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, the teams are, I don't want to say siloed, but they are independent of each other. With Hill Climb Racing 3, a lot of the devs are well, they're, I wouldn't say they're new anymore because the game's been in development for so long. But we didn't necessarily poach people from other teams. We hired a whole new team for the vast majority of the people. They were new hires, and we got to bring in some new blood, and they were sort of shepherded by people who have worked on Hill Climb Racing and Hill Climb Racing 2. So yeah, completely different dev teams, different people, but we get to share sort of our learnings together.
Yep. Yep. No, very cool. Very cool. JR?
Oh, I got something else actually.
Oh, sorry.
This isn't too much information, but it's still worth bringing up in that Pocket Gamer article that we discussed earlier.
Yep.
If the listeners haven't checked it out, you can just check it out. Check out Pocket Gamer, Microsoft Hill Climb Racing 3. So you should be able to find it fairly easily. But Daniel gave a bit of a tidbit in there that we also now have a new prototype team. So we have a dedicated team who are working on making some smaller bite-sized experiences. These are, well, they are literally prototypes to see that, okay, do we have a nugget next big game? So we're working on stuff like that. Where it's very quiet. We're not even advertising on any of this stuff because we're putting it out in select regions or countries, and we're testing it with just everyday players to see what do they like, what do they not. So far we have 3 prototypes. Only one is a racing game. So we're really expanding what we're doing. Ooh. With the prototypes. They're not in the Hill Climb Racing brand. So we're trying new stuff, trying to see what could be the next big game after Hill Climb Racing 3. So that's really exciting. There's some fun stuff happening. And then hopefully we'll be able to share some stuff about the prototypes at some point, once the teams are comfortable sort of discussing about them publicly. But yeah, it's fun to see that we've always had prototypes, but they've always been, to be honest, a bit of an afterthought. We have days where developers get together and they have game jams. So they come up with ideas, test them, and we share them internally. But then there was always a roadblock where the games were never progressed far enough, because usually they were devs who were working on are active games, but then they were prototyping on the side, so they're being pulled in 2 directions. But now we have a completely dedicated prototype team, so they're not touching the other games. They're just, you guys just do the prototypes. We'll test them out in the market. If they're fun, if people like them, then we can keep developing them up, bring in new people if we need, or if we realize that nobody likes this, let's kill it, jump to another prototype. So there's some exciting stuff in. I mean, this is going to be years down the road, but let's see what comes of all these prototypes.
Yeah, I did read that bit. I did read that bit. That was very cool indeed. Very cool indeed. Goose has asked a very late question. He's asked, what's the purpose of each of the groups in the lower divisions?
I'm guessing this is a HCR3 question.
HCR2 question.
The team's update.
Ah, what's the purpose? You know, this would have been a great question for Salah.
Bad luck, Goose.
I've been hands off with the...
No, bad luck.
I've been, hands off with HR2 the last, I guess, last few months. Just focused entirely on LEGO and Hill Climb Racing 3. Not entirely, but I do get involved and sit in meetings with HR2. But for the last while, Salah has been handling a lot of that stuff. So I don't have an answer. No. I'll put it that way.
No, that's all right.
We'll, you know what? We will save that for the next Fingersoft guesting on the podcast.
Yep. Yeah.
No, perfect. All right. Well, we have kind of come to the end of the podcast. We said a very good big thank you to Sulla for spending some time with us. And I'd also like to thank Freddie for spending some time with us as a guest host, but also a big thank you to David for spending some time with us and giving us some tidbits and some not scoops but scoops. Nuggets. Nuggets from David. Scoops.
Yep.
Scoops from Sulla. Yeah. Both about HCR2 and upcoming HCR3. We are looking forward to it. David, do you have any last words before we finish off?
No, I don't think so. I think I've said already too much, but it's been a joy as always. You guys are great. And I guess I do have a question. So what's the time difference between, I'm guessing, Eva and Freddie are at the two extremes of this call. What's the time differences for the two of you?
It is 20 to 10 p.m. on Friday night for me. Freddie?
10 hours, I think. Either 10 or 11 10 a.m. hours.
10 a.m. Oh, that's not too bad.
It's almost 11.
Yeah.
It's almost 11.
Yeah, because for you, David...
But I still have one question to do.
Yep.
Okay. Can I do a last question?
Yeah, go.
It's for HCR2, so I don't know if David can answer that question. Can we expect something else to decorate the garage and some new animation for the characters?
Yeah, we realize that people actually really love the victory animations, so we're always working on more. And I think it's been a while since I can't remember the last one, but yeah, the team's been working on more. So yeah, keep an eye out for, I think probably next year. Maybe I'm getting the timelines wrong, but I would say next year, early next year.
Well, we are only 7-8 weeks away from the end of this year, so
I know.
Next year is not that far away anymore.
It's very close.
That's scary. Close. Don't remind me.
All right. So, thanks, JR, for all the effort you've put into this episode. I really appreciate all the stuff you do in the background. Thanks to all of our listeners for tuning in and having a good listen. There's lots of scoops and nuggets in this one, so. If you are still listening at this end of the podcast and you've liked what you've heard, please like and subscribe so you can listen to more in the future, or better yet, there's 4 years of episodes. Go back and listen to some of the old ones. See how we've changed over the last 4 years. We all have our favourites. So, please have a listen and let us know what you think. By all means, comment away, and... if you've got any questions for David or Sulla, please ask. Thanks again, Freddie. Thanks again, David. And thanks again, JR.
Welcome.
Thank you, Eva.
Also.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Alrighty. Well, in that case, it's good night from me and good night from everybody else. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See you.